Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, we're going to spend some time talking and praying about loving the overlooked. And follow up to the sermon I shared yesterday at Deer Run. And so we'll be breaking down the story of Zacchaeus and looking at different elements of that interaction between he and Jesus, and how they can help us see ways to love the overlooked. And today we want to start out with loving those you pass by. And these are those interactions that we have that are unplanned. They might even be interactions that we tend to avoid if we can. We get so focused on our destination that we miss the people around us on the way. And verse today is just a short verse. Many would look at it and say it doesn't really say much. And it's kind of funny that this is a verse that could often be overlooked because, well, on the surface, it doesn't really appear to have the depth that we would want in a Bible study verse. Luke 19, verse 1, simply says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. It's fascinating how many stories of Jesus and his encounters with people, his loving people in ways that were generally unexpected, happened along the way. Happened as he was going from place to place. We know that his eventual destination on earth was the cross. There reaches a point in his life and in his ministry that the Bible says he sets his face like flint towards Jerusalem. This steady, rock solid look that says that is where I'm headed. But before he got there, even after that statement, there's much ministry that takes place along the way. And so we look at a verse that says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through, would to me say that Jericho was not his destination. It was just another one of these cities, another place along the way to where he was headed. But we know the story, and we'll unfold the story throughout this week. But the application I want us to consider and pray about today is our along the way. Those people that we pass by as we make our way towards our destination. And I think we can apply this in a big picture sense. As Christians, we live life. We have our eyes, as Paul would write, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. We are focused on running the race in such a way that we win the prize. Paul also uses that type of terminology. In order to run a race to win the prize, the destination, the finish line, that kind of becomes an important thing. But that's big picture, and we can get distracted and miss the opportunities along the way when our focus is so intent on that big picture. But there's also, I believe, a small picture focus on the day-to-day. Many times we do life with a destination in mind, and we pass by a lot of people that are along the way. Sometimes that destination is work. We get up, we leave the house, we head to work. And it's pretty easy, at least for me, and I have a fairly short commute. To kind of start thinking about what I need to do once I get to work. And kind of zone out and not pay a lot of attention to those that I pass by. Sometimes it's that destination of school. That destination might be a doctor's appointment. It might be the golf course. It might be the beach. It might be the things that are just simply a part of life. But are we noticing, are we paying attention, are we representing Jesus well to those that we pass by? And I know you may be thinking, well, I'm in my car, I'm all alone, I'm driving, I don't really pass by any real people. Noticing and loving those that we pass by says that we treat them with respect, we treat them well. We treat them not simply as they deserve, but we treat them as God would treat them if He was passing by. Now, as the story unfolds, and we'll be talking about this throughout the week, the crowds lined the streets because they had heard Jesus was passing through. That's why we know about Zacchaeus. That's why his effort to see Jesus was a little different. And the interaction Jesus has with Zacchaeus is different than what's recorded of anybody else lining the streets. Because Jesus was paying attention to the needs of those that He passed by. So sometimes the greatest thing that we can do to love those that we pass by is to treat them as we would want to be treated. When we realize that people are struggling, that people are sometimes in a world of their own when they're driving, do we give grace? Recently, I've been watching a lot of YouTube driving type channels, and kind of combinations of police chases and road rage dash cam stuff and towing service recoveries. And one of the things that I've noticed in much of the, specifically the dash cam, as people get irate with one another on the road, that very, very rarely are those interactions one-sided. somebody does something and often appearing to be very unintentional, and it makes somebody else mad, and before you know it, they're playing bumper cars on the highway because either one side can't say I'm sorry, or the other side can't say I forgive you, or often a combination of both. And I always find it fascinating, even as I'm driving, when a vehicle will have the little fish symbol, the ichthus, or bumper stickers, or some symbols or labeling that would be related to a church or Christianity, and yet don't seem to respect others on the road, who drive like they own the road. And I think that the way we drive, the way we present ourselves as we pass by, can say a lot to people. And our willingness to realize that we don't drive perfectly, I'm guessing I'm not the only one, and to realize that others sometimes make mistakes, and to offer grace. I've used said this before. Used to watch NASCAR a lot, and really enjoyed it. It was for me, it was a relaxing Sunday afternoon. But I discovered that my driving changed the days I would watch NASCAR. That I would kind of transform in my mind to a more aggressive driver and be more upset with those that would be in front of me. I needed the lead. And I realize the funny thing about those that we pass by is sometimes all that they want is to get to their destination before anyone else does. All they want is to be in front, to not be left behind, to not be overlooked, to know that they matter, that their life has purpose and meaning. And in our culture and the world that we live in, that is generally defined by the person who's in front, by the person who wins. And so if we begin to look at those that are maybe irritating us, we begin to look at those that we might be irritating, those that we pass by and are longing to be noticed, maybe not noticed by you or me, but longing to be noticed by God. And what would happen if we would change every interaction that we had, those that we planned, those that were unplanned? If our driving, if our journey through life if every aspect of what we did was done in with those that we pass by in our mind, we begin to ask ourselves, how does what I'm doing right now reflect Jesus to those that I pass by? Sometimes we pass by people that God's Spirit would prompt us to say, you need to do something. And we'll talk about that more later in the week. But learning to love those you pass by says, I treat everyone with respect. My journey through life realizes that there are people around me, and they are not the distractions. They are part of the journey. You see, as much as we want the destination of eternal life with Christ, as much as we want that destination of heaven, the only way there is through this journey we call life. And it's a part of the process. And so there will be a lot of along the way moments. And how we love people we pass by says a lot about how we're maturing in Christ. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider the journey. The big picture journey and your daily journey. What would it look like specifically to love the people that you pass by today? How would you treat them? How would you notice them? How would you pray for them if you really love them? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and given us an eternal destination. But Father, not only do we have this eternal destination, we have work to do on the journey. And Father, a big part of that work is to love those that we pass by. To notice them as people that matter. To treat them with respect and mercy and whatever's needed in the situation. To not see them as an enemy or but as a person that you love, as a person that you've called us to love. Father, as we consider the destinations of life that we have each day, may we realize the importance of where we're headed, but may we not miss the importance of the journey and those that are along the way. But for those that we pass by who are seeking you, who are longing for just a glimpse of who you are and the difference that you could make, Father, I pray that we would live in such a way that we make that difference known. That people looking to see Jesus would see him in us. As we pass through their life, as we journey on toward the destinations we have in mind. Father, we obviously want a purity of destination that is according to your will, according to your desires for our life. But God, we also want to be more observant to those that we pass by on our daily journey. Father, I pray that you would give us wisdom on how to represent Jesus well. on how to know who He is and how to live in such a way that others can see who He is by watching us. Father, as we live life, as we pursue a growing relationship with You, may that not only help us and mature us, but may it help those that are watching us as we make this journey through life, as we make our daily journeys. God, today, may we pay more attention than ever before. May we be observant. May we love people. Even those people that we have these chance encounters with that we don't know what You're doing, but we know that You've called us to love. So Father, today, help us to grow in loving those people that we pass by as we journey through life. And Father, may our love for people help us to be more deliberate in lifting up Jesus so that He would draw many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.